7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
The trickiness. Okay, here we go. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm walking along the sidewalk here at the intersection of Sprague and Parkview Drive. And I'm staring at a big clump of catnip that big bumblebees are flying around. But that's not what I'm looking for. Once again, I'm down here at the creek. And I'm looking for foxes. I have brought my camera. Because I've gotten to the point where I really want to get a picture of these foxes down here. Yeah, okay. Let's work our way down there. I'm just trying to scope out the area, trying to figure out where this guy is. I'm having a slightly strange day. I woke up early, but I slept fairly good, and I decided to come out because it's a little bit cool today. Wait, what was that sound? That was high. That was not our dude. Oh, it was actually kind of cool last night. I don't know if it rained or not. I don't think it did, but clouds rolled in. It cooled down, and at about 8:15, it was about 23 degrees. So I came down here with my camera to try to find dudes. But when I got down here, wait, let's check this dig. When I got down here, my camera battery failed. Yeah, somebody's been messing with this little hole again because there is loose dirt that has been moved. Yeah. So we still got foxes down here. Let me take the camera out of my pocket. As I move under the canopy, because when the last time I was down here, he was just right across on the other side of the ravine. But I didn't see him last night. I think I need to come down a little bit earlier, because last night I found tracks that couldn't only have been about an hour old. It was crazy. Okay, under the canopy. Looking around. More importantly, listening. I hear human voices on the golf course. I don't hear anybody moving through the forest, but that doesn't mean I'm not being... There he is, right there. Holy crap. Same place. He just popped up. Oh, I see him. Oh my God. He is... Oh, God damn it. Okay, last night the camera died. Come on, you son of a bitch. And he's gone. God damn it. Okay, because the camera died... There he goes. He's way down... Okay, because the camera... There he is. Because the camera died last night, I had to recharge the battery. And, oh God, yes, there's poop right here too, in the middle of the path. Fox poop right here. Because I had to recharge the battery, now I put the battery back in the camera, and I tried to turn the camera on just now to try to take a picture. And of course the camera says, oh, you need to set the time and date. I looked down at the camera and I set it to no, I do not want to set. And when I looked back up, the damn fox was gone. But he did go down. He went down into the creek. And I think he went downstream. But more importantly right now, that fox, he popped out of the just about the same place where he was the other night, or the other day, whenever I was here last and saw him. Yesterday? Was that yesterday? That must have been yesterday. Like I said, I've had a weird day. I don't know what date is. I don't know how much time has elapsed. There might be a den right on the edge of the ravine right here, under some of these fallen trees or something. Yeah, and there's fresh fox poop right in the middle of this little trail. Okay, let's head down. Wow. Foxy, foxy. Oh, God, there's webs, websies. I need a web stick. Are there any web sticks up here? Yes, here's one. Okay, I'm web sticking my way down. Okay, I'm kind of excited because this means that this fox might be just using a den right over here. Boy, if I had a trail camera, this would be a good time to use one. That's not a hint. I don't actually want one. Because I wouldn't be able to get it up into there. And suddenly I'm feeling like it's a little bit hotter than I thought it was. Or maybe I'm just getting worked up because I saw a fox. Why is he so spooked of me? Why is he so scared of me? You know, this is one of the guys that, when they were babies sitting on that log over there, they just watched me and they were really close and they liked to hang out. All right. Well, let's check for golf balls. Oh, I did get a couple of decent golf balls last night. I found a Callaway yellow range ball. And there was also a weird, one of those fake soccer ball ones, but the fake spots were flags or flag logos. Yeah, no, it didn't make a lot of sense to me either, but I picked it up anyway. I'm looking downstream, wondering where that fox went. I'm going to get down here into the creek bed a little bit. Just to make sure. Yeah, fox tracks. Fox tracks. Fox tracks everywhere. Ooh. See, this is why I think there's two foxes. Because look, big fox tracks, little fox tracks. Big fox tracks, little fox tracks. Okay, yeah, and I also found a white ball last night and I dropped it over there. It's still here. And there's fox tracks on that little sandbar. There's little fox tracks crossing over the... Oh, yellow butterfly. Hello, yellow butterfly. It's one of those little dudes. It's one of the yellow butterfly dudes. Man, a couple of years ago we had a bumper crop of these yellow butterflies. We got a couple flying around. I saw one in my backyard. What the hell is falling out of the tree over here? Don't know. This butterfly is just hanging out, watching me. Okay. I don't see any golf balls. Well, I don't see any golf balls that I want. And so I'm going to turn around and boy, oh boy, oh boy, I can't stop thinking about this fox. Who is, see, the thing of it is he's probably just hanging out up there on the bank somewhere watching me. I can't see him, so I'm going to get back up on the bank myself, and I am going to sort of head over here, see what's going on, see if I can get a better vantage point. Probably walking through a lot of webs, but that's okay. Yep, I'm feeling webs. Okay. Now, where could he have gone? I can tell you what he did. He came down here. He went over there. You know what? I'm going down. Oh, webs. Yeah, I'm covered in spider webs now. Oh, that's cool. All right, how am I going to do this? I'm stepping down into the ravine onto a rock. I'm good. Can I stand here? Yes. All right, it's now time for rock hopping Tobe. 5 steps across the rocks. We're standing in the middle of the creek. A couple more steps. Rock. Say, you hear that? You hear that? That guy's moving. He's moving. I can hear him. I can see his fox tracks. These are the tracks that he just left. Freshy fresh. When he came down here. Where'd he go? Wait. Holy crap, is he up there? What was that? Is that him up there? Yep, there he goes. He got behind me. You sly, tricky dude. Uh-huh, there he goes. Hi, buddy. See you later. Oh, yeah. Okay. So he was up here, hiding behind the big tree that has fallen over on the other side. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was awesome. That was unbelievable. Okay, so I thought I heard something, and I thought I saw... I didn't see him. What I saw was shadow. I saw his shadow blocking the light under the tree. And I thought, well, is that him? And then I saw more movement, and then he went back the way we came. So we're going to do some more rock hopping here. Head back to where we were. Oh, my God. Another day of Tobe chasing foxes around. And so... Then he almost went up onto the golf course. He may have, and then probably saw humans or something. He came back down here and he ran across the top of the ridgeline through the golf ball area. Yeah, he just jumped over the golf ball eating ravine and just jogged through here and then got back onto that path that we know that he likes. And he was a little dude. He was a little guy. I wanted him to stick around, but no, I watched him the whole way. He went ding-a-ding-a-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding, running around like a little foxy dude, because that's what he is. All right, so now I'm walking upstream, wondering where he went. Oh, 2 more of the yellow butterflies. Hello, butterflies! Look at these. I'm so glad I'm seeing lots of these butterflies now. Because they're big and they're yellow and they're very nice. Okay, hear those blue jays squawking? They might be complaining about the fox. Let's go see up here and see if we can find anything else. But I don't want to spook the guy. I don't want to make the fox think that I'm hunting him. So maybe we should back off. Well, we're going to come up here a little bit further. See, now in this area, there's a lot of good places for him to hide. Because on the opposite bank, there's lots of dead trees and brush. The golf course. When they trim the golf course and cut down bushes and stuff, they throw all the yard waste into the creek here. Bugs. Giant bee. Hello, Mr. Bee. I missed a big bee because I'm looking for that fox. And I have seen foxes hiding around in here in all this brush in the past. Awesome. All right. Well, I've been walking through webs long enough that I don't feel like walking through webs anymore. I am starting to get a little hot. see. What are those guys complaining about? Those birds are going crazy. I don't see any owls, and I think our owls have left for the season. I'm covered in spider webs. Whoa. Let's grab a stick here. Maybe I can pry some of these damn webs off me. Ugh. I'm turning around. You can hear a lot of blue jay distress behind me. Squawka, squawka, squawka. Oh, I want to see my foxy dude some more. I want to get some photos of my foxy dude. He's so sly. He's so tricky. Doing fox tricks on me when I'm trying to follow him. I just want some pictures. But you know, now that we've seen this guy pop out of the ravine twice, I think we now know where this guy's hanging out. Ugh. A lot of bugs down here today. And a lot of butterflies. There's my yellow butterfly again. Hi, dude. He just tried to buzz my face. Okay. Awesome day. What an awesome day I'm having already. I've only been awake for an hour. I've already seen a wild fox in my neighborhood in the city. Oh, I think I know where he lives now. And I'm climbing back up out of here. And as soon as I get to here, let's see. Where is it that I see him? Is that the den right there? There's something that looks like a hole in between some branches or something. Ball in. A ball just came in, a golf ball. I don't know what color or style it was. But I'm not going to go back down there to look for it. Because the odds are pretty good that I'm going to come back down here tonight. I think I'll come back down here tonight and look for foxes, try to take fox pictures, and then I'll collect all the golf balls, and then I'll go home and participate in Synth Battle Royale. That's right. Tonight, in just, what is it, 7 hours and 13 minutes, you will hear Synth Battle Royale here on and on radio. I plan on participating, but right now, I'm plugging in the MP3 player. We're going to hit random play for some music on the drive home.
Thank you.
Okay, Pippa, come over here. Pippa, come on, get in the kitty business, Pip. The cat is now trying to mess with this. Okay, you can go over there if you want. All right, whatever. Right, so that was The Undertones with My Perfect Cousin. I love that song. I especially like the references to Sabudio. And of course, I love the line, or the couplet, where our boy Fergal, he sings, "His mum bought him a synthesizer, got the Human League in to advisor." Good rhyme there, Fergal. Oh, good stuff. I love the Undertones. We haven't heard any Undertones in a while. Jeez, now I kind of feel like blasting Undertones all day. Maybe I will. So anyway, here I am, back at my house, just sitting here on the floor. The cat just was in the bathroom, and she came out after having a yummy ducky snack. And she came over here to some of these wires, and she started sharpening her claws, which is the indication that she's going to start chewing on Kitty's spaghetti. But then she didn't. And now she's over in the other synth zone, sitting in front of the 303. Uh-huh. Yeah, and I know what she's thinking. She's thinking that she wants to crawl under the blanket. You gotta understand, I've got a little separate synth zone over there on the other side of the room. Because that's where the power is. I'm running out of juice. So I've got a synth over there, I got the 303 over there, I got a mixer over there, there's a bunch of crap over there. The OP1 is over there. And nowadays, the cat, this has happened like 3 times now. This is the new cat thing. She likes to somehow, I don't know how she's doing it, but she likes to get under the blanket that is covering all this. See, this stuff has to be covered. Yeah, it's a little dusty in here, and we can always say, oh, we got to cover it for the dust. But no, we have to cover it for the cat. Otherwise, the cat is going to chew on patch cables. The cat's going to mess with stuff. Things are going to get destroyed. So everything gets covered up with a blanket so she can't see it. And then you have to sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I'm at a loss for words. But when you cover all of this stuff, you have to sort of leave a space. You have to have extra excess blanket that sticks out that she can sit on, because this is the kind of blanket that the cat likes to sit on. It's a kitty banky. So many kitty bankies, not enough toe bankies. Oh. So normally I leave a space where she can still sit on the blankie but not be messing with synthesizer stuff. Well, that hasn't been enough. Apparently this is just not enough for her. Because in the last few days I've noticed her doing this like 3 or 4 times now. Somehow she's getting underneath the blanket. She gets underneath the blanket. And then she sleeps. The other thing is, I've got like a bunch of cigar boxes and stuff up against some of these things so that when she's on the blanket, she doesn't step on the synthesizers and stuff. But now that she's getting under the blanket, she's wedging herself between these boxes. She's sleeping on the OP1, and she just gets under the blanket, and there's just this lump over there. Yeah, it's not one of these square rectangular lumps from the cigar boxes. No, there's a cat-shaped lump under the blanket. Because now the cat has been sleeping on the OP1. That can't be good for it. Cats don't sleep on synthesizers. Why is this so hard to explain to a cat? And it's not like it's on and it's nice and warm or anything. Besides, it's battery powered. It's just... Yeah, so I got this cat. She's not under the blanket now, but she's thinking about it. I'm looking over there. She's just sitting in front of the 303. She's just looking at it. She's probably trying to figure out a way to get under the blanket. Oh. So, yeah. Oh, my God. So, yeah. If for any reason I am late to Synth Battle Royale tonight, it's because I couldn't get the cat to move. Yes, I'll remind everyone once again that Synth Battle Royale starts in 7 hours and 5 minutes. That's right, 7 hours and 5 minutes from right now. You can hear me, along with other synthesizer enthusiasts who also happen to be members of SDF. And we'll be playing live. We'll be taking turns creating spontaneous inventions on our synthesizers. We'll be doing that live on a non-radio tonight. Oh, yeah. So let's do some synth. Cool. That was Devo with their very short song, Timing X. Although I guess that X could potentially be the Roman numeral 10. Timing 10 doesn't make any sense. But timing cows doesn't make any sense either. Unless, of course, you're training race cows. Then you'd have to time them if they're running laps. I would like to see race cows. Can't imagine what that would be all about. Not built for speed. Cows are not built for speed. They are built for deliciousness. Which has got me starting to think about what it is I'm going to eat for lunch today. Oh, don't relax. It's not going to be any cows today. Jeez. Still haven't had a hamburger. Need to have a decent hamburger soon. But, let's see. Do I have any money yet? Can I spend any money yet this month? Because I overspent last month on stupid stuff, not on hamburgers, not on synth equipment. I hate accidentally spending the wrong money. That's what I did. So now I gotta wait and see. Yeah, I am getting damn hungry for a hamburger, though. I tell ya. Getting real tempted to drive to Fort Calhoun. No. No, if I'm gonna drive for a hamburger, I'm going to Bennington. I'm going to the Stumble Inn in Bennington. I'm getting the hamburger. Am I gonna get tater tots as the side, or am I gonna get the coleslaw? The coleslaw there is pretty good. I liked it. Maybe I should just get some french fries. I don't know, but those hamburgers are really good.